Next week as well, but hey, it's here. It's Band Jam preview time.
Yes, you know, if we're, we are brewing beer, then, you know, we're getting ready for it. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to have Butler Area Society Homebrewers out again with the beer tent. So we were doing a little prep work for that.
Yeah, you're going to have one of your beers out there. So, or two of them.
A couple of them, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Jerry recalculated all of the formulas for the Noble Hops Band IPA. So he'll have that thing there for us. And I'm bringing a Shady Lady Holy Ale. So we'll have a bunch of other beers out there as well.
Yeah, there'll be others that are part of Bash. And the beer tent goes up Saturday evening. If you're of age, you can purchase a ticket there at the Band Jam to go in and kind of hang out for a couple of hours if you'd like and taste the different samples. And at the same time, the bands will be playing, so you get to enjoy that as well.
Yep, and the proceeds from the beer tent benefit TASSOW, the Awesome Spirit of Wildlife. So that's a pretty cool thing there to be helping out a charity, local charity, with that as well.
And that's pretty much what our Rock Done Right tour does a lot of, supporting charities and highlighting local music, and we love that part of it. And, of course, the Band Jam is something that is the highlight of our show here tonight, kind of gives you a little focus on a sample of what we have here on Sunday nights to play, and we really look forward to it. Cooper's Lake Campground is just such a beautiful facility, and it's not a facility that you can just show up and go camping, although they did add this year an opportunity for a weekend for people to do that, but it is a special event area, and there's reasons for that, because there's a lot of area, there's a lot of different things you can do, but this is such a beautiful facility to have an event like this.
Yeah, and we are truly honored to be one of those special events. They have been fantastic to work with in helping us get this thing going, and you know, it's been growing every year. We felt like we really turned a corner last year, and excited to see how it goes this year.
Absolutely. And you don't have to come camp to be a part of the Band Jam. You can come in and out. Your ticket, you're going to pay one price for the entire weekend, and that's $20 pre-sale. If you do show up at the gate to get a ticket, they're going to be $25. 17 and under get in free. And
free, listeners, free.
Yeah, 17 and under. And, you know, that $20 ticket is good not just one day. It's good for the entire time. So if you want to come and go, you can do that. If you would like to camp, there's plenty of camping. The camping is not going to sell out, more than likely, because there's 400 acres of land there. So there's a spot for you.
And to be clear, camping is separate through Cooper's Lake Campground, so don't show up at the gate and act all surprised. Yes, that's how it works. The admission to the Band Jam is for the music part of the festival, so you can come and go. If you decide to camp, please contact them. And in fact, they usually take the online reservations down about a week prior to the event, so you probably only have a couple weeks to do it online if you want, else you're going to have to call them or make arrangements once you arrive.
And I think on their site there is something posted that does say when the camping will be shut down, and I think it might be Friday night at 5 o'clock, but don't quote me on that. I remember seeing something along that line, so you don't want to mess around. I mean, obviously, if you're making plans to be there, you're going to know whether or not you're camping or not, so make your plans now, get it taken care of, and then you come and enjoy the fun with us.
Yeah, because they have a map. You can pick where you want to camp as long as it hasn't already been grabbed up. So if there's a group of you that want to stay together, the sooner you get on it, the better.
Yeah, and there's plenty of room. So do it now. As you listen into the music, think about that as you sit back. And we're going to preview start to finish here, starting tonight. And this first segment is brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And we thank Jim Harpel for his continuous support. He's got a great new video up that he posted on his Facebook page that kind of gives you an inside tour of the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
I saw that. I figured he might have used music from his studio on there. I'm not sure if that was music they recorded from in there or what, but that was a pretty cool video.
So. Yeah. Well, let's get at it. We're going to take you right to Friday. Now, the gates open at Cooper's Lake Campground on Friday at noon. So that's when you can, if you're coming in and staying for the weekend, if you're looking to pull your trailer in or pitch a tent, whatever you're going to do. I've slept in the back of the station van. I mean, you know, you just do what you got to do. But you can get in as of noon Friday. And then 5 o'clock, clock strikes start time, and we're going to have a new act kicking it off this year.
Yeah, and every year, one of my favorite parts, I mean, we spend a year putting this lineup together, and it's a very difficult thing to do, but every year, out of the gate, we set the bar as high as you can set it, and it really, I think, sets the tone for the weekend, which is fun, and it's going to be no different this year.
Yeah, it's going to ramp up as we go, and we're very honored to have Washboard Tony and Son come in. Tony and Nick will be there to kick things off at 5 o'clock. We had them as special guests this year. And Washboard, man, he's playing three or four times a week all over the place. And, of course, he's played in many bands as a drummer, but he's very talented as a percussionist. And he and his son Nick really sound good together. And they've done a lot of things in the community around the area here. Even Washboard's done a drum circle at the library every once in a while. So, but they were in, and we have a live cut that will give you a good sample of what you're going to hear from these guys to kick things off. And that's what we usually do to kick off our both of our days, is kind of start with an acoustic set or acoustic duo, whatever it might be, and kind of build the momentum a little bit. And no finer act than to have these guys kick things off.
Yeah, I agree. Great live cut here also, like you said. And following them is going to be the Lancaster Boys. And we do not have a song from the Lancaster Boys to feature for you. Mm-hmm. So we'll deal with that in next week's episode, I think.
Yeah, we'll put two and two together. How's that?
All right, that sounds good. But yeah, following Washboard, Tony, and Son, we do have the Lancaster Boys, three-part harmonies, acoustic group, from Beaver County area, I believe it is.
Yeah. So we'll do that, but instead we'll move Mr. John Vento up. And of course, John's been a part of the band jam every year, as his band Needs Hotel Band has been the reigning Grassy Award winners, and they will hold that until we announce the winner coming up at the band jam, whoever that might be. But John has some new solo material out, and we're going to play one of his cuts.
Yeah, that sounds good. I say after Jasper, we throw on Only Love Stays Alive by Mr. John Vento.
And this is the band jam preview show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Our bodies weigh less in the good.
What's his face? What's his age? And what would be the opposite? The curtain draws like an artist, and it parts the silhouette. Looks like you, looks like me. Every color in his skin. Whoa, 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 whoa. We'll be right back.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, July 21st and 22nd at the Sirius Shrine Center Pavilion in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Water Trout, Bernard Allison, John Nemeth, The Gathering Field, Spectrum, Jimbo and the Soup Bones, The Bale Jumpers, and more. Proceeds from this festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh.
We're all in this together.
For more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio for being our segment one sponsor, and we move on to our longest running sponsor, the Rainbow, down in Freeport, Rainbow Inn, where you can get some great eats, you can enjoy some great drinks, 323 2nd Street in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special, and we appreciate them being a part of our show for all 300 and what are we now, 12?
Looks like 312, yeah.
312 plus episodes. Yeah. And this is our band jam preview show. You just heard Washboard Tony and Son and Mr. John Vento going into the break. And we move on now to a band that actually I had an opportunity. They made their debut at the band jam last year, but at Vacationland Campground last weekend. These guys headlined an event called the Boot Jam that was created 2 years ago, and it's a bluegrass festival. And they then they mix it with some southern rock and different things too. But Juvenile Characteristics headlined that event and wowed the crowd for the entire night. These guys are so talented, so much fun. It's real professionals in what they do.
I know you were impressed because I was getting text messages.
Wow, these guys are awesome. They were really good, and it was amazing how many people were on their feet watching these guys. And usually it's a more of a laid-back thing, you know, camping atmosphere. So it was pretty cool. And we had them as one of our Grassy nominees this year. The voting on that just ended as of yesterday.
Yep.
And we don't know who won, or we're not going to tell you anyway. But somebody may be presented the Grassy at the band jam, or there might be a band that isn't going to be at the band jam. We'll reveal that then, but we have a great song from them called Bound, which was a Grassy nominee from Juvenile Characteristics.
Yep, and you'll have to be there to see if they win the Grassy, if they take it home. And I say we follow that up with Wojo. He's back again performing at the band jam with his full band again this year, and play some Canvas, and I believe this was a past Grassy nominee song. So
yeah, fantastic song.
Yep.
Really riveting. It'll grab you. So yep, Juvenile Characteristics and Wojo. They are part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and they will be appearing on Friday night. If you want to be there, well, the easiest way to find everything out is go to thebandjam.com, and you can find out all of the acts, everything dealing with Cooper's Lake Campground. You can order your tickets online. You can even find directions to get to Cooper's Lake Campground if you need them. Check it out, thebandjam.com. It's the Band Jam Preview Show number one here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Oh, he was just a kid with a mind so full of wonder. Back when he knew he could, oh, he was so much younger. So the years rolled quickly by. That twinkle in his eye slowly began to die. Listen when you ask why, oh why, oh.
So it's time to let it go. So it's time to let it go. So it's time to let it go. It's been taking us so long for you to find me out what I'm all about, and I've been doing things all wrong. Got at the studio, gotta get through to you. Someone I used to be, and I'm so much better for you now. Oh, I wish you knew, I wish you could see it. So let me paint you a picture on an invisible canvas. String it out nicely so you understand this. It's more than a lyric, it's really a message. You and your questions, I need you to listen. This one's for you, honey, and two's for your show. It's getting so late and the morning sun is breaking dawn. Ashes in the night for your so late, the morning sun is breaking dawn, ushers in the light for your eyes, for your eyes, for
there you go. Great song from Wojo and K canvas. They'll be part of the Friday night edition of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Juvenile Characteristics in the mix there as well. And, well, we're going to turn back to another Grassy nominee this year. And going back to our first segment sponsor, the Meat Locker Recording Studio, this is a band that is literally coming out of that studio and literally going to be making their debut as a band at the Band Jam this year.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. And also going back to the first segment, you mentioned how we start off with acoustic and sort of build it. And there's no better example than Friday night, I think, because we're going from what you heard in the first song to what we're going to take you out with in this segment here. But yeah, Meat Hook, guitar-driven, vocal-driven, hard-rocking band. It's going to be fun stuff. It's going to be exciting to see them with their debut. I think they're stoked for it, too.
Yeah. They give you a vibe of kind of a throwback, harder rock stadium sound is kind of the vibe I get from these guys. And Jim Harpel was part of the group. Just an incredible bunch of musicians. Chris Compton on drums. It's going to be... Folks, your $20 you're going to pay for the entire weekend is going to be worth the price of admission just to watch Chris Compton play drums. And trust me when I say that. The guy should be playing for a national touring band. He's that good. So check it out. This was a Grassy nominee, too. Who knows? Maybe they could win it. You have to be there to find out.
We might be presenting it to them. You'll have to be there. You're absolutely right. And as it just so happens, we have another nominee that's closing out Friday night as well, and that is Skell.
Yeah, I'm getting my helmet right now, getting ready to put it on, because you're going to need it. But boy, I mean, these guys are going to bring it hard and heavy for you, but you're going to be blown away about how talented they are in presenting their music. And they've got a great, great song here that just has a great ebb and flow to it. Very impactful, very impressive song. Grassy nominee and Everything's Fine.
Yep. Will we be presenting it to them?
Don't know. Yeah. Back-to-back, two nominees. Yeah. Maybe we'll be presenting that Grassy Award Friday night. But Meat Hook will take the stage around 10 o'clock, and then Skell caps things off to wrap it up Friday night at 11 o'clock. And they'll give us an hour-long set up to midnight. We wrap things up, and then we'll be moving on. But we're not done with the preview show yet. We've got more to come. So let's give a listen to Meat Hook and Skell here in this segment, again presented by the Rainbow Inn in Freeport.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th.
One, two, three, four.
Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyer's, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com. The 2018 Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants, Hufnagel & Major's Trailer Sales in Harmony, and by Apparel Custom Prints.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to The Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, our show is streaming at 977rocks.com, and you can also play back the show, so if you're getting pumped up and you're getting ready for the Band Jam, you can go back through and listen to this at your convenience via your smartphone, through your Bluetooth, on your computer, whatever. We've got a great access at 977rocks.com, and you can access previous shows as well. We are getting you real pumped up, and we've already completed Friday. We're going to have seven acts on Friday for the Band Jam, July 13th, 14th, and 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Seven acts to kick things off, and now we're going to go from ramping you up to 11 o'clock Friday night to starting you back over around, 10:45 or so?
10:30-ish, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Saturday morning we'll get you back. You can have a little morning brunch with us acoustically. We're going to scale back a little bit and start it back over with a full length of 13 different acts throughout the day on Saturday at Cooper's Lake Campground. And this is a real neat connection for us to have an opportunity to have Cindy Cooper play. She's one of the Coopers from the Cooper family and is a musician in her own right and had been involved in music for a while and stepped away from the game a little bit, but the Band Jam kind of re-inspired her.
Yeah, I think that was really cool. We had her in the studio, and she said how she was listening to the bands from the Band Jam, and it just kind of lit that fire in her again. And that really is cool. That's one of the cooler stories from the show, I think.
And I think that's what you, the listeners out there, if you've never been to the Band Jam or if you've never been to a festival of this kind, I think that's what a lot of people find is you see the different talent, you see the musicianship, you really get involved in music. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, we have other events going on surrounding it, but the heart of this, the heart and soul of this whole festival is about musicians and their creation, the artistry that they have.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that she's doing this as well. You know, I reached out to her. I wasn't sure because she kind of considers herself more a songwriter, you know, and she wants somebody else to perform her songs, really. So I wasn't sure if she would take this on, and I'm glad she did. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Great way to start Saturday.
Well, we'll do a song called Holding On.
Okay, and we'll follow that with Justin Wade, who was a recent guest as well. And we had him and Bobby Thompson in the studio, and they performed this song live. And it touched both you and I. I think it really grabbed us both. And so I say we throw on his story to tell and give you a sample of what you're going to get.
Yeah,
going to be a Saturday morning.
Great performance here. So you'll want to get up early and be there early on Saturday. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and the preview show number one. And by the way, this segment of our Grassroots Show is being brought to you by Bros's Superette. Hey, you might want to gather up some goodies to take along with you to the Band Jam. You know, they've got some great beef sticks, smoked beef sticks, and cheeses and more. You could create yourself a little picnic basket courtesy of Bros's Superette, who are high on the hill, right on the price, at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, right at Rockenstein Avenue. They've got a lot of homemade sides and salads, so you can fill up a cooler and have a Band Jam feast, courtesy of Bros's Superette.
Troubles to be gone, I'm holding on.
the sunset by my side. With $3 bills up in my pocket, cold water and a fine ride. Headed down to see that there young boy, I got a story to tell. Life lessons and I'm living in hell, embodied in a prison cell. Well, I got a story for you. And I ain't got nothing to lose. I pulled out of the Motel 8, headed south down on 95. Looked up in the rearview mirror and my life started flashing by. Yeah, dark skies and a clear-headed woman and the dragon just wants to play. Oh, hell's angels come to take my life. Well, we'll not. Lord knows I got nothing to lose.
Grilling season at Bros' Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Superette.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, July 21st and 22nd at the Sirius Shrine Center Pavilion in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Water Trout, Bernard Allison, John Nemeth, The Gathering Field, Spectrum, Jimbo and the Soup Bones, The Bale Jumpers, and more. Proceeds from this festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh.
We're all in this together.
For more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, in this segment being brought to you by P&W Construction. Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, has been part of the band jam in the past with his band Barnstorm Lightning, who played a couple of years ago. And we appreciate Dan supporting our local music show here tonight. We are talking about the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Bob in Utah with you, and we are venturing our way right now through about midday Saturday now, after previewing the entire Friday edition with 7X. Saturday morning kicks off right about 10:30. Cindy Cooper taking stage, following that up with Justin Wade. And next up, another great act, Vit DiBacco, who was part of the Highland Brothers Band for a number of years, and Vit's out on his own and really doing a great job. And I understand, is Vit coming with a friend, or is he by himself for this edition?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know if he's playing solo or what. But yeah, he's no stranger to the band jam at all. So yeah. Honored to have him back. I know he. I think we have him scheduled for the fall because he's actually finally going to put a CD out. So looking forward to that.
But he's been playing in a variety of areas and doing some get-togethers, and it's always great to have Vit part of the show.
Yeah, he was just up in Erie playing as part of his birthday weekend, too, so that was kind of cool to see.
Well, let's play Shoulda Known Better. Great tune from Vit DiBacco, and you'll get to see him. He'll take the stage right about noon on Saturday, and I got to give a shout-out to Utah and Shady Lady Productions. Utah, you kind of master this list of artists and you know, make the communications with them and really keep them on schedule. I think the worst we've ever had was about a 5-minute separation in time, and usually that's because the clown that's introducing the bands probably is blabbing way too much. But you do a great job kind of keeping things coordinated and working with Lee, Matt, and Marty with LaMatt Productions, who provide the sound, who just enhance the atmosphere with what they present, too.
Yeah, they're really on top of it, and it just wouldn't happen without them, for sure. But yeah.
Some great stuff. And after Vit DiBacco, to wrap up our show tonight, we've got another debut for the band jam this year, and the guys from Dinner Bell Road, which seem to be like Anger the Ant, and multiplying like rabbits, huh? They keep adding people to the fray.
Yeah, originally we had them booked as the acoustic duo of Cookie and Big Daddy. Yeah. And then he hit me up and said, well, we've added three members to the band. Is that okay? I was like, okay. But yeah, so they're going to be playing out there as a full band. So we'll be transitioning out of the acoustics there for a little bit into a full band with Dinner Bell Road.
All right. Well, give this a listen, and then we'll be back next Sunday night to continue our preview of this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Again, tickets are $20 advance, $25 at the gate. Kids and 17 and under are free. If you buy your tickets ahead of time, you're going to save $5. I encourage you to do that. Make your plans to be there. Some friends that are helping to present the show are McDonald's restaurants, your local McDonald's restaurants, Huffnagel and Majors, Trailer Sales down in the Harmony area. They have a display that's going to be out there for that. Apparel custom prints are going to be there as part of the event this year. Of course, you're going to have some food trucks, some barbecue and more, all going to be on hand. And we've got the beer tent with Bash to benefit Tassau, all going to be a part of the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to have Belly Dance with Melissa back out there again. She's going to be entertaining and having fun with the kids throughout the day. And always look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, go to thebandjam.com. For more information, that'll tell you everything you need to know and make your plans to be there with us just a couple of weeks here, July 13th through 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. It's the Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station 97.7.
I could have known better, I should have known better with you. You got my mind racing, all that's left me waiting for you. I could have known better, I should have known better with you. Chasing down your dreams, falling apart at the seams. Saving up every dime to have it taken away. See the man in the suit and what he's preaching to you. You've heard it all before, still doesn't make any sense. Spend some time in someone else's shoes. Give a damn for someone besides you. Someone else's day. Though the point may get lost, you never weary or numb. It's too much beauty, you see. Can't live someone else's dream. You give away your last dime and they still want more from you. Spend all your missing, always left me waiting for you. I could have known better, I should have known better with you. On his 18th birthday, he's headed south on a Greyhound bus, and it's the most scared he's ever been. His destination, an old island on the Carolina shore, and he doesn't know what to expect. He ain't had it easy. Most would say he's had it rough, but he don't complain to anyone. His choice was simple, coal mining or shooting a gun, and he hopes it's one he won't regret. That Greyhound bus stops on a dime. When he runs out to stand in line, and he looks down to see the yellow footprints to teach him how to stand. The yellow footprints, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprints, where so many stood before. Yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. He ain't no stranger to working hard and doing what he's told. From what he can tell, he's fitting in. Yes sir, no sir, it's all he says, it's all they want to hear, and he don't give them nothing more. It really sounds at a quarter to five. He jumps out of his bunk to stand in line, just like that night. On a yellow footprints to teach him how to stand. A yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. A yellow footprint, where so many stood before. A yellow footprints are just what he was looking for.
13 weeks can seem so long, but it's always darkest before dawn. And he remembers that night on the yellow footprint, teach him how to stand. The yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprint, where so many stood before. The yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. Was looking for.
The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th. Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyer's, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com. The 2018 Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants, Hufnagel & Major's Trailer Sales in Harmony, and by Apparel Custom Prints.
I'll show you crazy.
Your love is driving me crazy.
All aboard!
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7.